knows what it means. Live my life vicariously. Like I will forget it, man. Like I said, I'm all I do want to learn. I'm on the road to your caravan. Your parasite requires more attack. Doors to your Himalaya. You know, baby, I don't get around with too many of your type of bass player. Would you believe if I told you I don't want to fall in love? Was that shield by the soldier? You know you can't have freedom, you are stable to the devil. It's all Valencia. When I wish you good luck. You know, la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, well. I know now that he really doesn't give a fuck. And the death here on you, Glenn. When I wish you the best. Be a good old Cupid. Oh, hell, or any of the rest of the member in the land. Oh, heaven.
Record button would be a vital part of the recording process. So what are you guys doing now? Practicing? No, we're recording. Oh, you're recording. Yes. Except for the songs. We're not recording the songs. See, we're recording now.
Now we are. Thank God, too. Because this is priceless banter here.
They always just called. They said that our CD got stuck in the machine and caused a fire and caused the factory to blow up, and we're liable for all the damages and the death of 27 workers. So I've got about $22 to my name. And I figure you've probably got like 30 or 40. So let's just hit the road.
This is Ty talking to you in the future. This is Ty talking to you in the future.
Oh God, it's all messed up now. How are we even supposed to know how to market this? We know what we have here. Play something, Rick.
Kingdom of Leisure Show.
Well, America, we did it. Here we are in the beautiful Atlantic Ocean on day 16 as the sun comes up. But I gotta tell you, boy, do I got a lot of words for you. I mean, I got a lot of mixed emotions right now. America, you're like the bossy know-it-all. You're like the kid I want to beat up. You're like the half-sister that I want to fuck, or the actual sister I want to fuck. You're like my ex-girlfriend that I want to duct tape and shit on her chest. But like, I fucking love you. And I hate you, and I want to like slap you, and I want to dry ass rape you, but then I want to like pet you and cuddle with you and like dry hump you and like cuddle with you and spoon you and hold hands with you. I love you and I hate you, and I have very mixed feelings toward you, but I feel like I'm going to cry right now because it has been one of the most amazing American adventures ever. Every day I woke up, I had no idea what was going to happen, and it was just, the people are so crazy and so diverse and so, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly, it's all American. And I'm really sad because I'm going to be home soon, and it's going to be like 16 days to trek across this country through land, ocean, lakes, rivers, through cars, trains, automobiles, and then we're just going to fly back in 5 hours, and tomorrow morning I'm going to wake up, I know exactly where I'm going to eat for breakfast, and it's just going to be like hitting a brick wall. But America, Dave and Harry are on the road. Mm-hmm. We're here, we're there, we're everywhere. Who knows where you'll see us next?
The romance is back, America.
We love you.
We love you.
No matter how many harsh things you said to us, and no matter how many bad things we said to you, in the end, we forgive.
We love.
We're full of so much love. We forgive. We forget. And it's tomorrow. We go to sleep and we wake up, and it's just a whole new day. And
au revoir.
Thumbs up, America. We love you.
Flip flop flop. Ha ha.
Utter Farm.
Flip-flop flu, haha.
And that was Dharma Bub from a vintage rocking rehearsal.
Flip-flop.
And we're here. Priceless Banter. How you doing?
What's going on, my brother?
How you doing, my brother?
Brother.
So I don't know.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, happy high.
You know what you should have said to that woman who was talking to you about the holidays?
Happy high.
Yeah, happy high. Yeah, I'm
hey,
going home
happy
to get
high.
High. Gonna go get a high for the holidays. Hey, you should have said when she was like, "Oh, I hope you had a good holiday." She should have been like, "Yeah, we went home and lit the menorah."
Yeah,
every
we
Jewish
went home
holiday,
and
we kicked
a home run, and I got circumcised again this year. So yeah, happy high.
To do the annual circumcision because that foreskin has a tendency to grow back.
Yeah, like ears.
No, it does it? It's like ears. It's nasty. It's like nasty cauliflower ear. Mm-hmm. Women don't know this.
Mm-hmm.
This is priceless banter tips for women.
Oh, all I
guys
say
won't
is,
tell you this, but what?
There's a bunch of shit about women I just don't want to know.
Oh, yeah, no, there's stuff about women, but there's stuff about men that they don't want to know either.
Yeah, but
One of them is
yeah, but we're not
when we're in
gross
the
and
shower alone.
disgusting.
No, we're not at all. When we're in the shower alone, we're picking foreskin off of our members so we don't get cauliflower foreskin.
I use a loofah.
Oh, look at this. We've already entered into the toilet talk.
I use a loofah.
The foreskin loofah.
Okay, I don't know what you have in store, but I have big news. So come on, what do you have? What do you got? What do you got? What do you got?
Foreskin loofah. It's like you have no foreskin at all.
Oh, you're fucking wrong, but I have
no,
big news.
Tell me,
I have huge news.
I got nothing. I got nothing. That's the rush. Nothing.
All right. I have big news, so you're just going to have to
you have
you,
priority
listen.
News.
Listen.
What?
This is God, breaking.
Shut up. Hey, can I interrupt you? Before you tell me the big news,
do I have a choice?
All right, no, go. All right. So I edit these promos. I come up with these promos.
Oh, that's
when
you.
You and Dave. Yeah, it's me. Yeah, because Corey won't do them anymore. When you and Dave are talking, it's so easy to do because the two of you don't talk over each other at all. It's like
yeah, we try not to talk. Oh, sorry.
Paul's statement, and when you and I do it, I can't. It's impossible to get a full clip without the other one talking over the other one.
Okay, go ahead.
It's like
throw
it's
one
always
out there.
Both of our voices.
Do you have one queued up?
I don't know.
Come on.
No.
Come on. Promo fodder. Key one up.
Oh, some promo fodder?
Yeah.
No, I got
no. No, I get... Oh, are you done with your bullshit? Because I have big news. I have huge news.
Let me, why is my Skype so different today? All right, tell me your big news.
I have big news. You ready?
Oh, no, I'm almost ready.
Oh, you're killing me.
Tools, advanced options. Where do I get, how do I get my little drum rolls and everything?
Take two.
Golly.
This is big news and you're fucking around.
Okay. Tell me the big news.
Okay, it's bigger than that. It's bigger than the 8-second clapping sound. Yeah, I've got big news. I've got huge news. I got a phone call today. Yeah, I got a phone call today. That's the big news.
That is huge news. Way to go. Congratulations. I'm happy for
today.
You. Flip, flop, flu.
You'll never guess who called me. Who called us? Even bigger. Steven, who called us?
Stephen Collin.
No. Spike called.
Spike called.
Spike from VBS. Spike Jones or Johnson, whatever his name is. But Spike, the guy, the creative director for VBS, called. Do you know what the have you heard of the VBS?
I watched the VBS.
That's
on the TV.
Vice Broadcasting System, a subsidiary. Well, they get money from the MTV and the Viacoms.
Huh?
It's on the web.
What did he say?
Get this. They're interested in the show.
Shut up.
No, I'm just serious. They're not as priceless banter, though. They want to do Todd and Ricky coast to coast. That's what the idea is. They want to call it Todd and Ricky coast to coast.
Todd and Ricky coast to coast. Well, that is legitimate.
We can't use the R word, though. Todd and Ricky
no, that's
coast
fine.
To coast.
You know what? If my mother ever heard it, I couldn't use the R word either.
That's cool. She uses
spent
it a
lifetime
lot.
Teaching R's.
Okay. She uses it a lot. But check it out. There's some problems.
Okay. Wait, there's some problems?
There's some problems with this call.
With this call or with the
No, there's some problems with Spike's call. They want us, dude, but there's some problems. We got to work through logistics.
All right, what are the logistics?
They might not want Dave.
That's okay. He's Jew.
Well, they might not want him unless we can figure out a way to make it work, like, periodically. Like today, there's no Dave's notes because we're working them out.
We're going to slowly ease him out like Chris Brown now.
Yeah, we talked about some people who could be the, quote, producer. They're interested in Kwiatkowski.
Well, he does clean work.
They like calling him Chump Love.
He can put up money.
Well, that's kind of what the deal is.
He can take it out on the wave runners.
That's right. So they might want Kwiatkowski instead of Dave, but we can't tell Dave. We just kind of have to like work him out of the show.
Yeah, we'll just ease him out slowly. Be like, oh, we're not going to do the show anymore.
Right. Yeah. Todd and Ricky coast to coast, Ty in New York, Rich in San Francisco. It's
you got to move to New York?
No, it's we pretend we're in New York.
Oh, you're going to go through a server in New York.
Well, listen to the pitch.
Skype into New York.
Ty
okay.
in New York, Rich in San Francisco, a story of two friends, one gay and one straight. I pick straight.
Why do you? No, we should rock paper scissors for that.
I already picked it.
Bitch, you sound gayer.
It's Todd and Ricky. We put on a show. It's kind of like Priceless Banter, but it's more Blue York. But instead of cable channel 47, it's on the internet. It's on VBS, but we call it CBS. All right, wait, hold on. We probably can't call it CBS, can we?
Never. Well,
but listen. It's about putting on a show on the internet. They want a meeting.
That's what this is about.
Yeah, it's like Priceless Banter meets Blue York meets Stephen Colin.
Do they know that we're really hideously ugly?
Well, they're mostly going to show our lips.
It's a lip shot show.
Oh, there's another problem.
What's the problem?
They don't want me to be black or Puerto Rican because blacks and Puerto Ricans don't use the internet. And not to say they don't. You're stepping all over me here. This could be fodder banter. Because blacks and Puerto Ricans don't use the internet and they want to role model that, but the marketing demographic isn't going to skew black or Puerto Rican, so it is a business.
So what do you have to be? Filipino?
Well, they don't really like the Jewish thing either. They want me to be Indian, which is great because that woman, people ask me all the time.
Can pass.
So I've been working on a bio.
People talk about passing. It's if black people can pass for Indian.
I've been working on a backstory, a bio. You want to hear it?
Yeah. Mm.
I was born in New Delhi, India in 1971.
You're making yourself a little younger, huh?
Well, I've been working with Spikes people.
Demographic.
For me, I would say I was born in 1700s. But I was born in New Delhi. That's in India. And I lived there until I was, say, 14. Then my mother and I lived in England for about a year. So there's kind of this British flavor of me. And finally, we moved to the United States where I studied creative writing. So after we lived in England for about a year.
That's your catchphrase.
It's pretty shitty.
Pretty shitty.
And we moved to the United States when I was about 15. So this was about high school age. So in the United States, I studied creative writing at Bennington. You've heard of Bennington College, right?
Yes.
I get to wear Birkenstocks, old Birkenstocks on the show. I mean, it's going to be a webcast of us doing a podcast. And I also studied at Hollins University. That's in Roanoke.
I never heard of that one.
Well, that's what makes it kind of fun. You know, there can be some.
You're gonna have one
I can talk about being a 15-year-old or, you know, a young Indian American living in Roanoke, which is the South. And so that's
Are both your parents Indian?
My dad died during the war.
Which war? The Paki War?
Yeah, the one where he was beating Pakistani opium farmers. But my mom's a writer. Uh-huh. Anyway, and then I do my master's at Columbia University, which is how I get to New York. So there's the hippie stuff from Bennington, there's the southern stuff from Hollins, and then Columbia. And this is where we're doing the podcast that's going to be a webcast. So what do you think, you in?
Do they know I'm not really Irish?
You're the gay friend, not Irish friend.
The gay friend. Dave thought I was Irish. I'm a lot of white things. I'm not Irish.
Hey,
I checked Wikipedia.
Hey. Dave who? Huh.
Oh, right. Sorry. Mike Kwiatkowski thought I was Irish. But
that's right. Well, he's Polish, you know, of course, we use that to make jokes.
I know. The world's most Polish podcast producer.
That's right. So what do you think? Should I call him back?
Yeah. How much?
Well, we only have to pay for the internet use.
We pay for the bandwidth.
We pay for the bandwidth.
Pay by the download.
Yeah. And if we can get some sponsors, you know, and if they want to pay us, then we're golden.
All right. I'll talk to Uncle Kareem about it.
So you in?
I'm in.
You've heard of the VBS, right?
I've heard of the VBS. I've
heard of the VBS.
That's Trace's channel.
Well, here's the exciting thing. Well, you get to be exciting. The young Trace.
Is he gay?
No, he's just...
I thought he was just a coke fiend.
He's very coke-ish. Most gay people take cocaine.
That's true.
And ecstasy.
Set an example for
put things in their ass.
Will there be some of that?
Well, I don't know. We barely have a sketch of what this is going to be. Todd and Ricky, coast to coast. Todd and Ricky gonna give up the ghost. Todd and Ricky going coast to coast. Todd and Ricky can't say retard. Where's your foghorn sound?
I don't got no foghorn sound yet.
You had a foghorn sound for Uncle Kareem.
What? Yeah, no, but not on this one.
Maybe we can do a Todd and Ricky where we just play stingers
stinger
to each
wars.
Other. Wait, hold on, this just in. Ooh. The Japs have. Wait, hold on. This just in, the Japs have invaded. Hold on. This just in, the Japs have bombed Pearl Harbor.
It was worth it.
Well, we can edit this.
Oh, is there editing on the...
So what do you think, Todd and Ricky?
I'm all in. I'm all in. Right. I can do the gay thing.
What are we going to do with Dave?
New Delhi, though? I don't know. Is that really the demographic? New Delhi?
A lot of this is going to play back in India.
Oh, that's right.
To all the people that have developed American ways at work.
So they're all over
people
the
answering, web. Yeah. We're basically slacking in India.
Oh, so this is to show Indians what it's like to be an American so that they can do better customer service on the phone.
So they can do, well.
They can make they can reference. Hey, you heard Todd and Ricky this week?
We're going to be huge in India.
Huge.
Because the problem is the word Dave in Hindu translates into I'm going to kill your mother with her pussy.
With her own?
I'm going to pull her, I'm going to stretch her labial lips around her neck and tie it tightly and choke her. That's what Dave means in Hindu.
That's all that in Dave. Man, it's like Eskimos in snow.
You throw your arm up and you go, Dave!
Dave!
And you better be ready to, with your bamboo cane.
Don't talk about my mother's labia like that.
You better be ready with your bamboo cane to throw down G-style, yo.
G-style.
Yo, I come strapped with my bamboo cane. Me and Sanjay.
Don't make me get down off my elephant.
Me and Sanjay and some other ill motherfuckers come to whoop your ass.
Make me stick my mongoose on you.
Old school.
Old school. Word.
Old school.
One more
so
time.
That's what I have.
That's what you have?
When I call him back, Spike Johnson or Jones or whatever his name is.
Yeah, see if he can leave a message.
When I call, hopefully his voicemail has his last name on it because I really didn't pick up on it. He goes, and it's Spike Jones, and I wanted to make a show with you on VBS.
You know, he's probably calling on Skype. That's why the Jones got cut off.
Oh.
He said, all right, this is Spike.
Spike Johnson. Dave.
Show. Retard.
I haven't talked to Kwiatkowski about this yet, though.
He might be too busy.
He might be too busy?
Might be very busy.
You're trying to get some good fame, ain't you? Yeah. I call with my bamboo cane, and I'm going to beat you for calling my mom dead. That didn't sound really Hindu enough.
It sounds Hindu to the people at VBS.
Oh, that's true. What do they know?
Or maybe it sounds Hindi. Is it Hindu or Hindi?
It's Hindudu.
Hindudu.
Hindudu?
That's like Hindu voodoo. That Hindudu that you do so well.
Do you do the Hindudu?
Don't make me work my Hindudu on you.
So that's what I got.
Got my bamboo cane and some Hindudu up
my sleeve.
That's
about it.
That's it?
It's about all I have. I've been too excited.
I eat Hindudu.
I eat the Hindudu.
Eat Hindudu.
The golden rod.
Golden rod.
That's all I have.
Is Bonald going to be on the show?
Ah, we should write Bonald in. Maybe Dave can play Bonald.
Or you know what? Bonald could, maybe he's not on the show so much as he's like a consultant. We'll just call him up and be like, Bonald, what do Indian people do?
Hey, Bonald, can you say golden rod into this mic?
They go fishing.
Why
on
do you
a
want
boat?
Me to say goldenrod?
Why do you make me say goldenrod? Do you still work here?
What office are you in? Are you hiding from me again?
Somebody said you don't work here, but then I hear you call me on the phone.
Every day. Well, I'm excited.
Every day.
I'm excited.
That's exciting news. That's good news. Did he leave a number?
Yeah, he left a Skype number. It's 0-123-456789. So I'll just redial that. I'm
sorry. You know I can't hear those things. I just press button and I watch the little...
Stingers are just so old. That's so like, I don't know, episode 10.
That's episode 3.
That's so pre-episode 10.
I just found them on my computer. Now we can have Stinger Wars. Hey, here's my question. What are we on, episode number 23?
Yes.
Episode 23.
You threw it out there. You threw it out there, son. You said Stinger Wars, bitch. I'll airlock your ass out.
I can't breathe.
Hey, you know what? I'm gonna get another Dr. Hakim's perforated condom. Listen up. That's the sound that's called on the menu here, that's called pulling off perforated condom.
I don't think that's perforated condom so much as adhesive condoms.
Well, it's like the last few in the machine. The last few in the roll.
They're stuck to each other.
So they're a little bit stuck.
You gotta just wrap a couple around. Well, you can't separate them anymore. You just wrap them around. That ought to do.
You do what that you have to do. You do what you gotta do in this business. It's all make-believe.
Make-believe.
It's all the world of pure imagination.
Hey, I got a Wikipedia fact check for you.
Oh, Wikipedia fact check.
Pete Rose?
Wait, hold on a second. Wikipedia fact check. Let me get a... And now, Todd and Ricky bring you Wikipedia fact check.
Hey there, this is Ricky Rickpedia coming with you with the Wikipedia fact check. Pete Rose?
What was that voice?
That was a hillbilly.
You're not a hillbilly in the show. You're
that's right. Sorry.
Irish, like Trace.
I could be a gay hillbilly.
Okay, anyway, Wikipedia. I don't want to take your thunder. I don't want to step on your bit.
Pete Rose?
We do too much stepping on each other.
Pete
we
Rose?
We have a problem with that.
Pete Rose?
Pete Rose.
Fairies. Pete
Is
Rose.
That called fairies?
It's fairies and toadstools.
How many
Pete
times
Rose.
Do you say Pete Rose before you break into a story here? Oh, Pete Rose, bitch. Pete Rose.
He started in 5 different positions in All-Star games. Mm. Voted into the All-Star game at 5 different positions.
Wow.
You and Dave were trying to figure out what position he was. He's 5 different positions. Charlie Hustle is 5 different positions.
Charlie Huss.
First base, second base, third base, right field, left field.
Wow. No center field, no shortstop. No, the 2 hardest positions.
No, exactly. He wasn't much of a fielder. The third base isn't bad.
I remember Pete Rose before baseball when he was in the National Guard. Well, the Ohio National Guard.
Oh, you remember that? I had his card from then.
Yeah. I was rookie
card. He was at Kent State.
I was rookie card from his first marriage.
Shot up all these hippies at Kent State.
They had it coming to him.
Too soon?
They had it coming to him, marching and stuff.
I know. Come on, all this marching. What do you want, an FBI file? Hey, you're a social scientist.
Yes, I am.
I read something interesting.
You read some social science.
Police departments all around the country
yes.
are going to I read this in Malcolm Gladwell's Blink, so it's not like I dug real deep for this or something.
Police departments around the world, when they taser a student, they're going to beat up people who have video cameras.
Yeah, exactly. So they don't have to deal with that anymore.
Exactly.
No more YouTube. And then they're going to go beat up YouTube. You know what I've noticed about exactly before I come back to the police car thing?
We'll get back there.
Yeah. I notice everyone says it. I thought it was like an affliction that I had.
Oh, it's raining.
But now that I'm key to it,
exactly.
Better put your rubbers on.
It's very American. We don't do that in Delhi. Notice how I said Delhi, not New Delhi.
Delhi. Yeah, we don't. Like we don't. Oh, D-town.
D-town. We don't do that in D-hood. We don't do that in the D-crip.
Smells shitty. Pretty shitty. Everyone says exactly.
Okay, so where were we? Pete Rose's first marriage rookie card.
Yeah. No. We're on to exactly.
Exactly.
And then we got to go back to
exactly.
the police cars. Back to Pete Rose. You got to go back sequentially.
Exactly.
Exactly. Everyone says it. So where did this come from? That everyone just started saying exactly like the same way. What's the word etymology?
I've noticed in America that Americans always want to be very precise, very exact, very in the know. Exactly. So they use words like exactly, precisely.
Especially when they're on the phone providing customer service.
Absolutely, 100%.
Your situation's pretty shitty.
Your situation is shitty.
Get
off my phone, Dave.
Your internet connection's pretty shitty.
That guy called that GarageBand helpline called me Dave. My name's not Dave.
Dave.
He was getting kind of pissed, but why did he call me Dave?
Dave. He said Dave like 3 or 4 times.
I know. Dave.
Dave. Your mother, Dave. Police cars.
Between 1998 and 2000, Pete Rose appeared in the World Wrestling Entertainment's WrestleMania.
Really? I didn't know that.
Rose would be on the receiving end of a tombstone pile driver by Kane.
He received the tombstone pile driver.
Yeah. That poor sounds fairly pornographic. Yeah, I was watching you porn, and I typed in tombstone pile driver.
Tombstone pile driver. That's something that Belladonna does, isn't it?
Charlie Hustle.
Tombstone pile driver. There's a fist involved in that, I think.
So police cars.
Police cars. From the two police officer police cars.
You like the Doppler in that? That's what it sounds like in Europe.
Yeah. Oh, Polizei.
So that way we can play it coast to coast. And I don't mean coast to coast over a landmass. I mean from the east coast of the United States to the west coast of Britain.
I mean from New Delhi to Mumbai.
Okay, police cars.
They're moving away from two officer police cars because when there are two officers, they tend to escalate situations. Bravado gets in the way, and if there's only one police officer in a situation, it's his or her natural tendency to try to defuse the situation. But if you add a second police officer, then they just start working off each other and they get each other all excited, and most situations get out of control with two police officers as opposed to one.
I never see my friends and I escalating each other. Imagine.
I can't see how that could happen.
Dave take two. Dave Forziati as your partner. You're the rookie. You show up for the first day of your patrol. You walk to the car and there's Forziati sitting on the trunk with a toothpick
and really tight shorts.
Hey, Rook. You're driving. That's all I have.
That's all you got. I can't do a Dave Forziati.
Hey, Rook.
If I had a Dave Forziati imitation.
Well, it'd have to be something screaming about his ass.
You know what? He'd be sitting in the passenger seat with his head hanging out the window screaming at people. My ass itches.
My partner hates your black asses.
Oh, should I not have said that? Dave Forziati cop. All the way coast to coast from Mumbai to Kolkata. From Vadodara to Chennai.
In 2004, ESPN made for TV the movie Hustle, starring Tom Sizemore as Pete Rose.
Oh, really? They did a movie about him.
Tom Sizemore.
I don't know Tom Sizemore. From Ahmedabad to Chittagong.
Hey, Rook.
Coast to coast.
You're
coast
driving.
To coast.
I'm
coast.
Drinking.
I trust you. I'm not going to escalate this.
Oh, look. There's a woman in a bathing suit and a guy with a machine gun. Let's pull him over.
What would be the worst situation for Dave Forziati to be a cop in?
Pulling you and I over? We're driving out. We're really high, right? And we're driving out like in the country. We're
2 miles
really
an hour.
Kind of buzzed. Yeah. And this cop pulls up behind us and we're like, oh, shit. So we pull over, which takes us like 4 minutes because we're going like 8 miles
right.
an hour.
And the turn signal's been on for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, turn, indicating that we want to make a left turn.
Right. So, and then this rook gets out.
This cop gets out and he walks over to the window and he goes, license and registration. Oh, shit! Oh, shit! Rich, Ty, it's me, Dave!
I'm a cop.
I'm a cop! I got really high and signed up.
Look at my shorts.
Look at my gun.
Look at what I can shoot.
Click, click. Damn it, it's empty. Rook, load this up again. And the rook is a woman with 15-year-old tits and the ass of a black woman. She's wearing like her police. She's wearing her police pants and a bathing suit top.
That's everyone in Dave's life. Bathing suit.
Her name's Julie, the rookie.
Because he convinced her to.
It's what,
like,
it's
come on, we're not in the office. Regulations don't apply.
It's called hazing, Rook. I had to go through it too. We need a name for it.
The cop show? The Dave Forziati and Julie cop show?
Poetic Justice. No, that was something with like Tupac Shakur and Janet Jackson.
I got nothing again. I'm coming up blank, left and right. No promo fodder. Dave Forziati.
Dave Forziati. He's a cop with an attitude. His partner, Julie the rookie, doesn't know what she's in for. Coming this fall. I have
you know
nothing.
What, you know
I have
what
no name
is.
For it.
Dave Forziati's a chef. It's Cookie and the Rookie.
Coming this fall, Cookie and the Rookie.
Or maybe just
rate it quadruple X for
maybe just Cook and the Rook. Quadruple X for gratuitous
coming
mention of the
this
year.
Fall, Cook and the Rook on Fox. Rate it triple X for gratuitous anal sex scenes. He's a former short order cook. Now he's a cop with an attitude.
You know what, though? I think we find out that he's really, he has
She's
a heart of gold.
He's a rookie cop paired up with the most dangerous veteran on the force. Cook and the Rook coming this fall on Fox TV. TV, don't fuck with your mind. Rated triple X for gratuitous anal sex scenes.
So I think he harasses her, totally sexually harasses her. But the backstory is that he's got a heart
Dave?
Of gold.
Dave?
Which, yeah, Dave. Yeah. Believe it or not.
Believe it or not. Believe after he shoots not. Her fiance in the face. But we back up that story. They're driving around and she says, is that an engagement ring? She's like, oh yeah, I forgot to take it off in my locker. I want to meet him. Drive me there. Drive me to meet him. So they pull up at a hair salon. And he's like, is that the guy? The guy with like the long blonde mullet doing hair in the window? She's like, yeah, that's Phil. So he walks in there and shoots him in the face. Doesn't kill him. Just shoots him in the face.
After gratuitous anal sex.
Well, yeah, with Phil.
That's Phil, right. Bent him over the barber chair.
Did you say bend him over the barber chair?
Bent him over the barber chair. Were they in a salon?
Hold on, promo banter. Bent him over a barber chair.
Bends him over a barber. Well, you have to say it again because I said it on top of
ready,
you.
Ready, promo fodder. Bends him. Ready, promo fodder. Take three. Bends him over. Come on. Step on
oh,
this.
We got to say it together?
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Count me in.
He's the most dangerous cop on the force. But his dad is the chief.
You know what? That's his like thing. You know, his calling card is he takes this barber chair out of the back of the car, keeps it in the trunk, pulls it out and bends people over. He's like, instead of like getting people to sort of spread eagle on the hood of the car, he's like, all right, don't make me get out my barber chair.
Freeze! 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 Rook! Get my chair! Get my barber chair!
I had a hard time watching. I had a hard time watching the Arrested Development all the way through. I became convinced that Job was Dave Forziati, and that Buster.
I know exactly what you're saying.
And that Buster was my friend Danny. So I completely.
Buster's familiar. Too.
Yeah, they were very familiar. But not Danny. Yeah, not
Job
Danny Page.
Definitely Forziati.
My dad's the chief. Look, I have his card right here. Same last name.
Oh, your dad's Johnny Cook? He's Dave Cook. Cook and the Rook?
Cook. Oh, Dave Cook. Dane Cook.
Yeah, Dane Cook.
Dane Cook and the Rook.
This is going to play really well on VBS.
Well, it'll do well. I'm glad that they're willing to do 90-minute podcasts.
Well, they're gonna break it up into like 4.5
like a year
segments.
Material.
Yeah, so this one show will be played over a whole year.
And some episodes would just be like 3.5 minutes of dead air.
3.5 minutes of this. All right.
From Surat to Kolkata, coast to coast.
So Pete Rose has the most
I'm a little
career
short
hits.
On money.
He has 4,256 hits.
Who has that money?
Pete Rose has 4,256 hits. That's a record.
If he were on YouTube, that would be nothing.
No, that wouldn't be shit. So like, you had something. You had something. You started something.
Did I?
You're out of money.
I'm out of money. You know why?
Why?
Gave it all to the little bastards with AIDS.
You know what I gave the little bastards?
But
AIDS.
You know what the shame it was? I thought it was a Jerry Lewis.
I still
Lewis
have
telethon.
My money.
You kept your mind on
kept
your money.
Kept my money and my money on my mind. I just gave them AIDS in a vial.
I think they have enough AIDS.
Exactly.
They don't need more of that.
Exactly. Little bastards with AIDS. Don't give them more AIDS. Little bastards with AIDS. Give them your money. Keep my money.
So you know what
money.
The you know what I felt kind of stupid about it though.
How can we not? You know, maybe if we do this on video and we can see each other's lips, we won't talk at the same fucking time.
I doubt it.
Oh, Pete Rose is so high.
He is high because it's the holidays. Do you know why I feel stupid about giving all my money to little bastards with AIDS?
Why?
I thought it was a Jerry Lewis telethon.
Yeah.
To raise money for little bastards with AIDS, but it was a comedian impersonating a Jerry Lewis telethon.
Which year?
Like a 1982 Jerry Lewis telethon for little bastards with
AIDS.
That
was when he was in his prime.
Yeah, and so I ended up giving my money to this comedian and his fake comedian nonprofit.
You have to read the licensing agreement.
I know. I just got duped in. I wasn't paying attention.
Suckers.
Don't give them more AIDS.
That's why I just give them AIDS.
Can we have your AIDS?
Excuse me, sir. May I have more AIDS, please?
Get out of here, you bastard. Take this money. Fuck you.
But I wanted AIDS.
This Kool-Aid has AIDS in it. And this Kool-Aid is regular.
9 out of 10 nine out of ten little bastards with AIDS prefer Kool-Aid with AIDS to those with to Kool-Aid without AIDS.
The Kool-Aid with money.
Kool-Aid with cash.
This Kool-Aid has AIDS. This Kool-Aid has money. I'll take the Kool-Aid AIDS or money. AIDS Kool-Aid.
Doing a blind taste test. 9 out of 10 little bastards with AIDS prefer Kool-Aid with AIDS to Kool-Aid with cash.
You know, how long would it take them to figure out that they shouldn't call it with Kool-Aid with AIDS, but just Kool-Aids?
Kool-Aids. You can get it at the drugstore, Rite AIDS?
When you get hurt, you need first AIDS.
That's right. Speaking of AIDS, I have some Larry Craig news.
Yeah, lemonades.
Larry Wide Stance Craig. I noticed when I was taking a dump the other day, I do have a wide stance myself. So that's why I was fairly pleased to see that Larry Craig has a new ally in his fight against the man.
Who's that, you?
The ACLU has filed a brief supporting Senator Larry Craig's effort to withdraw his guilty plea.
Nice.
That's right, after he was allegedly caught soliciting sex in an airport bathroom.
I'm telling you, this man's a hero. We've misunderstood him all along. He's our hero.
The police cannot prove that Craig wanted sex right there in the public bathroom, which would be illegal, or a get-together somewhere private, which could be perfectly legal. Okay, the beauty of this is it paints him as more of a fag than ever.
Exactly.
He's not still guilty here because he may not have wanted gay sex here in the bathroom. He may have wanted
else.
To take this guy somewhere else, like into the broom closet for gay sex.
Yeah, where it's totally legal.
Where it's completely legal. No little childrens are going to walk up on you having gay sex in this broom closet.
Broom closet sex is totally legal.
Here's what's beautiful. How fucking stupid is he? If he withdraws his guilty plea, then what? He's gonna have a trial?
Yeah, and all this stuff will come out. And then it'll be people who are like, oh yeah, I've had sex in public with Larry Craig to prove that he does like having sex in public. And then someone will be like the expert witness, surprise expert witness.
Well, I had
someone who's had sex with Larry Craig in a broom closet.
Right, I had gay sex with Larry Craig, which is perfectly legal, but he picked me up in the bathroom stall. I mean, I didn't go there to have gay sex. I was just taking a dump after a flight from San Jose. But you know, whatever.
So I was talking to someone yesterday who just had a flight that went through the Minneapolis airport.
It's like a big tourist thing now.
It's a tourist thing now.
White.
Everyone goes to the stall, and the great thing is the Republican convention's there next year.
That's what's beautiful.
Everyone has to fly through Larry Craig International Airport.
I'm still upset.
Why are you upset?
I'm upset because the Democrats didn't take my suggestion a couple years back.
That New Orleans?
That they immediately announced, right after Katrina, and it was discovered that it was completely bungled, they immediately announced that their convention be held in New Orleans.
Right.
Those mopes probably thought it would all be resolved and behind us by this
point. They're like, no, the Republicans will do such a good job cleaning up New Orleans that it'll be an embarrassment for the Democrats to
They'll be so shamed into doing something that they would do something until we come into power and then stop everything.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
you can't do that on the air. You can't do that on VBS.
No, they don't allow things like that. So the softest generation, this next round of kids.
Yeah. Don't get me started.
I want to point out one thing, though. It's specific to middle-class kids.
Specific to middle and upper-middle-class kids.
And upper-middle-class. Middle and all the way up is
no,
the softest.
No, not all
generation.
The way up. The super filthy, old, rich, don't care.
Go into like a, you know, a low-income black neighborhood. Those kids are not being coddled.
No.
Those kids are growing up without any supervision at all.
Nigga, get out of my house, go sell some crack, and bring me back a 40.
So what's happening is there's this diversion where you're going to have one half of the population is softer than soft, the softest generation ever.
Yeah.
And then you're going to have this other half of the population that's just hard.
Yeah. It's like that Simpsons episode where they give away all the guns and they give away all the weapons, and then the aliens take over with like
with
sticks
with
nails.
With a nail in it.
That's right. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah. So you and all the parents today coddling their kid. You better toughen up, Brent.
Let me ask you a question. I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Do you think the Chinese are coddled? I don't even need an answer. Because the Chinese are not coddled.
Soft. You know what? The Chinese are going to come in and they're going to start providing social services in black neighborhoods. The Chinese government.
Yeah.
They're gonna be like, oh, we have a new program in American inner city neighborhoods too. And so people are gonna get, you know, they're gonna be like, oh, the Chinese, they're great, you know. It's gonna be like their foreign aid thing is gonna be to low income neighborhoods in
It'll be like
the United
Darfur,
States.
Darfur, Darfur.
Yeah, and so then when they invade,
ding dong dong ding dong ding 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 dong dong.
Then when they invade, they've got all their inns in all like the hardest neighborhoods in the country.
Yao Ming
set up camp
go.
There and they take over. That's it. We just figured it out. That's how you take over the United States.
Yao Ming will do United Way things in the ghetto.
And it'll be like when they show up, everyone in the neighborhoods will be like, well, those people actually took care of us. the last 20 years, they've acted like they cared. So screw you, white man government.
Screw you, white man government. You're the man trying to put my boy Larry Craig in the joint.
And then all these softies.
Where he can have all the homosexual sex he wants.
Just not in public.
Someone at my door. I think it's the FedEx. Hold on. You take care of this part right here.
All
right,
I can wait. Yo, it is Rick Wakely. Come next. A tartan show. All the way from Mumbai to Kolkata. All the way from Chittagong to Vadodara. All the way from
It was UPS.
It was who? Dubs. Yeah.
You still holding it down? Because I need I need a five.
You need to open stuff up?
No, just keep holding it down.
All the way from Agra to Nagpur. All the way from Kochi to Puri. All the way from Kakinada to Nashik. All the way from Veravale to Kaninada. Did I do that one already? Kaninada. All the way from Vijayawada to Bhuj. All the way from Gujarat to Asansol.
Chinese brought us food.
What? Food? Someone sent you food in UPS?
Hey, it's Todd back with the Todd and Ricky Show. That little break could be an entire episode.
What'd you get in the mail?
Chinese paid our bills.
Nice. You know who you're going to, what side you're going to be on when they show up on our coast.
Chinese got me a cell phone. Nokia. That's Chinese.
Yeah.
Brennan got some clothes from UPS.
Oh, brown.
Yeah, she got a uniform because I'm trying to toughen her up. Got her a job. Like college. Shit, you better start working.
Start early. You've already done frequency analyses. Time to get a job.
Yeah, so someone I know that lives in my home is on the listserv for the local PTA, and it's not me.
It's not you.
And we were reading some of the posts. Apparently, one of the Hausfraus saw on CNN this speculation by some mope that, ooh, gee, if they really, the Muslims, if they really wanted to hit us, they'd hit our school buses.
Oh.
So this ignited the biggest, most cowardly, most scared, most paranoid thread I've ever read on the internet. And I've been reading the internet for a long fucking time. There are parents that are willing during the day to take shifts sitting at the front door of the school to ensure that people who don't belong there don't go in the school. The one person who wrote a very eloquent, very fact-based with links that you can go and read about these things, including to like Snopes and whatnot, he basically said, let's not be afraid of the boogeyman and scare our children unnecessarily, etc., etc. The argument that you would make, that I would make, that any rational, intelligent person would make. He got his ass kicked. He got his ass handed to him. Well, they came after us on 9/11 and hit us where it hurt. So, yeah, because they're going to organize this whole thing to come to, I don't know, any town USA and hit
19,000 different
bus.
Elementary schools.
Yeah. So you want to talk soft. Those are some soft motherfuckers. These colors don't run, though.
You know what I would have done in that thread? I would have set up an internet duct tape store and just put a link to it in the thread.
Duct tape and plastic sheeting.
You're like, hey, guys, I got some duct tape and plastic sheeting. Just follow my link. I accept PayPal.
I should sell binoculars or something. Or
so what would be? We need an Uncle Kareem's product that would address people's fear of terrorists coming to elementary schools.
Uncle Kareem's terrorist repellent.
Terrorist repellent. You spray it on your kid every morning before they leave. They get all their clothes on and their backpack, then you cover them in terrorist repellent.
We repackage off the mosquito repellent.
And you know what? They'll have ads of like Arabs running up to kids and then smelling them and being totally repelled.
Run away, run away, run away, run away. This like one these... repelled. You make me sick. It's basically pork.
That's a pork smell.
It's liquid pork. You can save your children from the enemy that is trying to attack us. New Terra Repel from the makers of Off. Now in pork.
Yeah, flavor. I don't think we could tag that with Uncle Kareem. That's a little too Arab sounding, isn't it?
What's a good American first name? Uncle John? How about Uncle Tom? Uncle Tom's terror spray.
Uncle Tom.
I'm Uncle Tom. You want to keep them ragheads away from your precious babies? Buy my spray. Spray the niggas. Spray them.
$1 million idea.
That's Ty's million dollar idea of the day. Woo! It's because I took a break to get the UPS.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. You had time to collect yourself.
Yes.
All right. On that note.
Yeah, you have a note?
On that note,
we're calling it a show, people.
BBS. Huh? Wrap this one up and send it to Spike.
This is our audition tape for VBS. That would be Vogue Broadcast Systems from the people that bring you Vogue magazine.
From VBS, Madonna.
VBSTV.org.
This is Ricky R.
This is Todd.
On behalf of Mike the Pollock producer.
Next up we have a rockin' rendition of what did we have queued up here? We have Princess Bridge queued up, and we're ready to roll. Ricky, I'm out of here.
I'll talk to you on the flip side, my brother.
I'll talk to you on the flip side, my brother. This show brought to you by Uncle Tom's. I keep the terrorists off your babies. Spray them, motherfuckers. Spray them now. Retard.
Hey, dude, can you get that light over there? Sorry, I just can't play with that light on. Alright.
Won't give no 62 to butter's got a web and cream. I'll give you taffy. Oh, man, 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 man. That Nazi old man never gonna know where your appetite when I'm your old candy man. I'm your old candy man. My candy prince. You candy lady. Forgive the shot. Some butternut crumb. Round town dinner. Get a big lollipop. Hit on all your old man's ways. I went with no watch. I mean, slap. I'm your candy man. I'm your candy man. You're my candy princess. In candy land. Oh, give it chocolate.
I'm your candy man. I'm your candy man. I'm your candy man.